disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Dodge County in South Central Wisconsin. It's a big day, big week here as the Brewers continue this 9-game stretch against some of the top teams of all of baseball. Just got a 3-game sweep in Wrigley, and now you turn around and you're playing the defending World Series champions and a team that we're very familiar with around this area. Ashley, I know you're not necessarily the biggest LA Dodger fan out there. How are you doing today? We just got back from Jim's farm stand. Busy day for us.
Hold on.
Holding.
Sorry. I accidentally pressed the wrong button. I'm doing good, Walter. We're surviving and advancing.
We survive in advance. It's what we do. We had a blast out at Jim's farm stand just outside Juneau a little earlier today. We got to try a bunch of different mustards, and I was all excited. I thought I did on top of the world. My problem is I had too much, and then when we were just unloading here about an hour ago, I think I'm going to be put on injured reserve.
Oh, no, Walter.
I hurt myself, and I have been unable to really twist and turn for the last hour and change at this point.
That just seems right.
Well, you know how big those coolers weigh a lot, and then we occasionally, it's like, let me show you the muscle.
That's why I never lift them.
And I'm always like,
I let the men do that.
And we're like, yeah, look at us.
We're so cool.
We got this. And it usually is great. I feel good. I leave. And I'm like, it's probably a pretty good workout for my standards.
Yeah.
Today, on the other hand, again, that happened. And for the last hour and a half, I feel like I'm seeing stars whenever I turn.
Wally, you didn't tell me that part. That's terrible.
I mean, it's been fun.
But it's been fun.
It's been great. I don't know what to tell you. But Ashley, the Dodgers, I know that they're one of your least favorite teams across all of
that
sports.
That is like an understatement.
It's you've held a grudge, dare I say, for the last nine months.
Don't call it a grudge.
So, what would you call it?
A hatred.
We did volunteer and say that we were going to hate more in 2026.
Yes, and I hate the Dodgers.
Well,
they suck.
Coming off of a series where, first of all, you hate the Cubs more naturally, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have
to.
But
I hate them, like, very closely.
It's an intense second team hatred. But you got three on the road against your division rival at this point. Now the Brewers sit atop the NL Central. And it's an important little stretch here because once you get through this next six games, the schedule does ease up a little bit.
Yeah.
And there's a chance that you can actually do a little separating of yourself because not only is it the Dodgers now, you have three games against the Redbirds right on the other side of that. We could be looking at a Brewers team playing one of the tougher schedules in baseball, sitting atop the NL Central by a few games going into the month of June.
Yeah, I think that the Brewers are going to do very well today and this whole series.
Well, what's very well to you? Is it 2 out of 3 for you?
Yes.
2 out of 3 is a fair number.
Because I just feel like they always do so much better when in the regular season.
Well, yeah, but 6-0, I believe, last year against the Dodgers, sweeping.
Yeah. And then they got swept in the NLCS.
I think it speaks to volumes, too, about how different postseason baseball is versus, I don't know, in any sport, at least in the major professional North American sports, is there a starker difference from regular season to the postseason than there is in Major League Baseball?
No, I don't think so.
It's a different game.
Yeah.
In October, you're living and dying, it feels like, on every single pitch.
Oh, my, yes, that's what makes it so awesome.
And also miserable at the same time.
Speak for yourself.
I don't really have that. You have to realize, in 32 years...
Yeah, the Pirates suck.
They've made an NLDS one time in my 32
that's
years of life.
So tough.
And I'm not even saying win. They've never won a series when I've been alive. I just want to have fun. That's it. It's the lowest bar in the world. It's why I've really attached myself. I know it's not the same. I know I'm not asking for the allure of being a Brewers fan. It's not going to happen. They are my mistress as far as teams go right now. But I'm rooting for my mistress. If the Pirates can't do it, I want what would you even say? The mistress, the gal. I want them to do well. I'm rooting for them. I want them to be happy.
The gal is crazy.
The gal pal. I want the gal pal to be happy if my wife is going to make me miserable.
Fair. I have a hypothetical for you.
Okay.
But it actually happened, but I want to hear your take if you were a coach.
Is this the softball question?
Yes.
Okay, I want to hear it.
And it can go like with baseball as well, but you have, it's bottom of the seventh, or bottom of nine, end of the game.
Yeah, last inning, home half.
Last inning. All, you have a runner, you're down, your team is down, or I'm sorry, your team is up 11 to 9.
Okay.
You're in the field, your team's in the field. You have runners on first and second, one out, and you have the best hitter in baseball who has the is tied for the most home runs in a season up to bat. Do you pitch to them, or do you intentionally walk them and put the bases loaded?
Ooh, you know, it's interesting you ask this because when I remember growing up, Barry Bonds, everybody knows Barry Bonds. Whether or not you think he should be in the Hall of Fame, it's another discussion. He's one of the best hitters of all time. One of the strongest hitters of all time. There were games, actually, in the late 90s and early 2000s that teams would walk him with the bases loaded and say, we'll give up a run because we're not going to... You would have teams... Like, let's say it was a 4-2 game.
Yeah.
And they would walk Barry Bonds to make it a 4-3 game because they were saying... You know what? If we lose this game because we walked Barry Bonds, we can live with that. But I'm not going to let you beat us. And more often than not, it would
work.
So as much as it might seem counterintuitive, if we're arguing it, because I don't watch enough college softball, I'm not going to lie to you. But
yeah,
if this woman is like that good, like if she is the best player in softball, then yeah, I think that I'd be willing to walk her and attack the next batter, but you understand at that point, not only is the tying run at second, the winning run's now at first.
Yeah, and my other, like, thought about it, too, was you put a girl on third base with one out, you hit a pop-up, bam, that's one run closer.
It is, but you would trade an out for a run in that every day of the week,
exactly.
too.
Exactly, yeah.
So
they pitched to her.
They pitched to her. What happened?
She, ironically enough, popped up to first base.
Wow, so it was an infield fly too. It wasn't even that. And so Oklahoma, that was Oklahoma, I imagine,
lost,
right?
Lost, yep.
And it's not double elimination at this stage. They're dead, right?
No, no, that's super regional, so it's best, it's two teams best out of three.
Oh, so they're still going to end up coming back and winning.
Yeah, but I thought that was interesting because I think it's just so weird, not weird, but just like intricate how you have to do things like that.
Well, what's interesting, too, is the Brewers are playing a team right now that I think that you have one of the few people that you can kind of get a similar answer to your hypothetical coming up in Shohei Ohtani. He's a true unicorn in this sport, a special, special talent, not only as a pitcher, which is crazy to say in general. We have a two-way player in Major League Baseball in 2026 playing at this level. But what he does at the plate, he's incredible, Dobes.
I know. And what is his contract? Do you know?
What, like $13 billion for the next 10 years? Like he owns the team? I'll pull it up. I bet you right now it's 10. I'm going to say 12 years. I'm going to say 12 years, $750 million.
I can never spell his name. 10 year, $700 million.
So it's even higher AAV than what I thought. You're talking $70 million a year. And if I'm not mistaken, he deferred the early part of his contract.
Yeah.
So he's making like $100 million a year at points.
It's famous for its unprecedented $680 million in deferred money, which pays him just $2 million annually during the 10-year contract and $68 million a year from 2034 to 2043.
That's incredible. I imagine that most teams, obviously, I'm not talking about the numbers. No, almost nobody in baseball can even get close to paying $68 million a year for a player, even in the future. I'm surprised more players in baseball don't choose the deferment route.
Yeah.
Because you are getting put up by the team in hotels. You're spending so much of your day-to-day with the team. And beyond that, you're Shohei Ohtani. You're going to be getting free meals when you're going places. $2 million is nothing to sneeze at, but in LA, it's not exactly like he's making hands over fist. However, Now, when he is done in 10 years or whenever that is, you're done. You can explore, do whatever you want to do in life. You can travel. You can make a business. You can try to own a baseball team and pay for like 5% of the team because you're making $680 after you're done playing.
What is somebody going to do with that amount of money?
$680 million, I'd find things.
It's $68 million.
But it's going to be over 10 years.
I see. I was like, Wally, wait. My other question, this is kind of morbid. What if he just dies?
Well, like, that is incredibly morbid.
Yeah, I know. But, like, do the Dodgers still owe him that money?
I'm sure his family or whoever would be like next of kin.
Okay.
You're out here just like, wow, just talk about morbid.
Well, I know. And that's why I prefaced it with this is really morbid. But I'm here sitting like, what if he just, in 10 years, where does that money, like, does his family keep getting the, like, payments?
I'm pretty sure they would. They don't just get to be like, yes, got off the hook. See ya.
So, like, the Dodgers are really, what if Dodgers just go bankrupt? I hope that happens.
I would love it, but I think that unless this lockout that feels inevitable goes very wrong for them, I don't think you have to worry about the Dodgers going anywhere.
One question, though, about the lockout is if they put a salary cap in, what is, like, Shohei Ohtani's deal grandfathered in?
Yes. And it's interesting that you say this because that's a big trend right now in all of baseball where, for instance, we keep calling it like the Jackson Chourio model of playing a player very young, a high sum of money, maybe before we know that it's actually going to work out well for them.
Yeah.
Because they know that, hey, in a year's time, we're never going to be able to get this same deal that we can offer this player right now. And we're going to be able to keep them grandfathered in. And then eventually, I'm sure the new money. It's an interesting thing. Part with the lockout is how do you kind of enforce it initially with some of these grandfathered in numbers? I haven't really dug in enough to tell you that. But everybody's trying to get as many people on the books as they can ahead of time.
Yeah, I bet. Because I wouldn't want to be like, oh, hey, if I'm like the Dodgers, hey, Shohei, we need you to give back that $680 million.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah, that's tough.
Before we go to break, we do have Jason Wilde coming up a little bit later in the program today. He's getting to watch his kids sing the national anthem up there in the greater Green Bay area. So we wanted to give him the chance to be Father of the Year before we get him on.
Imagine if we didn't give him the chance.
Yeah, we're just like, no, sorry, you don't have a chance to see your daughter. You have to come on the damn sports show. Sorry about that, Jason.
Kick rocks.
Kick rocks, sorry, man. But we, for people that are looking out there for some fun activity this time of year, you always want a little bit something to do after the NBA playoffs go down, the NHL wraps up, you only have baseball. It's a good time to find a new hobby. And I know Tom over at Real Sports Cards is the perfect guy to go talk to right now. Because if you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, even if you have some questions about them, you don't know about it, you want to get involved, head over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Tom or somebody on the team is going to be there to help you out, point you in the right direction, tell you what you need to know. And while you're at it, go check out their app. Because whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon, Real Sports Cards has you covered. They have live breaks streaming right on the app, and you can grab like individual cards right there on the go. You can be part of a group and watch for your favorite players and teams as the packs get open. You can go to an Apple or Google Play Store today, look for the orange logo, and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue our baseball and softball discussion, but instead shift it over to the local side as Beaver Dam softball wrapped up their regular season last night, and Beaver Dam baseball wraps up their regular season tonight. That's next on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Ashley, quick question. How does my phone know exactly what food I want before I do?
Because advertising works, Wally.
That feels powerful. A little scary, but mostly powerful.
Exactly. And local businesses in our area can have that power, too. With DailyDodge.com, 95.3 WBEV Radio, YouTube, and more, businesses partner with award-winning local content that people trust. See and hear your businesses everywhere.
Everywhere, like all of our different live news and talk programming?
That's right. Right there along with interviews, including including anyone from state politicians to neighborhood musicians. And that beautiful Daily Dodge TV studio you'll see can be sponsored too.
Wait, that sounds familiar. Well, anyway, what about sports fans?
Pair with 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Joining high school play-by-play coverage and passionate fans is a big win for branding a business.
How does someone get in on all of this?
Call 920-885-4442 or click Contact Us at DailyDodge.com.
Wow, it's that easy to start a great partnership for your business today.
On top of the world or bouncing back, there's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with recommended screenings and annual visits, or simply connect on your overall well-being. And if you find yourself in need of care quickly, we often offer same-day appointment options. Marshfield Clinic. Enjoy life with confidence. Explore appointment options today at marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Spring in Wisconsin is such a perfect season. Sunshine, fresh air, dust, weeds, pollen. Okay, maybe spring isn't perfect, but if allergies are invading your home, JB Mechanical can help. From whole home air purifiers to advanced filtration systems, they'll provide the equipment that cleans the air you breathe every day.
This spring, don't just clean your house, clean your air. Call JB Mechanical in Beaver Dam or visit jbmechllc.com and breathe easier.
Ever feel like your house is trying to tell you something? Those foggy windows, the ones that won't quite open, the ones that make your house look a little, tired? Good news, Hometown Glass and Improvement can help with beautiful, energy-efficient Lindsay windows that instantly refresh your home inside and out. Cleaner views, smoother operation, and a brand new look you'll notice every day. Call Hometown Glass and Improvement today for your free estimate. Hometown Glass and Improvement, locally owned, community trusted.
After a serious crash with a semi-truck, everything can change instantly. Your future, your family's future, your quality of life. That's why knowledge and results matter in big truck cases. And not all law firms have the know-how or the resources to handle these complicated cases. At Grunberg Law Offices, we have the experience it takes to make sure you're protected. And there's never a fee until we win your case. Grunberg Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Memorial Day savings are happening now at Silica for your home. Now through June 3rd, save big with exclusive rebate savings up to $4,000 on top appliance brands like KitchenAid, LG, GE, Cafe, and Maytag. And with upcoming manufacturer price increases, now's the time to buy. Plus, enjoy 18-month 0% financing store-wide and free delivery on hundreds of items. Upgrade your kitchen and laundry rooms today and save big during the Memorial Day sale at Silica for your home.
Whether it's the Golden Beavers, the Rockets, or the Warriors, the Dam Sports Show talks about your favorite local teams on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. And it's presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
Make sure you join us on Monday on 95.3 WBEV and Daily Dodge TV. What just happened there, Ashley Dobrzynski?
For some reason, we had two bumpers.
We have two bumpers. There you have it.
We had a sandstorm.
That makes sense.
Yes, and then we had the Dam Sports Show bumper.
I thought that that was Rocky Balboa that was coming in there.
No, it was a user. It was a user error.
And I think you're being polite because I'm pretty sure I'm the user error on this one.
When did you put in bumpers?
Did that about an hour ago. Get back from Jim's farm stand. Immediately pop into the ESPN Beaver Dam studio.
You forgot to delete one of the bumpers. That's what it is.
I put two bumpers. I hope I have one in the right spot for the next break. But
yes,
that's okay.
The next break is Rocky IV.
So. That's exactly. I wanted Jason Wilde to come in with. Feel like he's going to appreciate Rocky. And if he doesn't, you can at least give me a little guff on the other side of that.
We just like. Cancel or we just like hang up on him like you did to us the other day.
Well, that could be a good angle and all of a sudden have him panicking whether or not it was him again.
Yeah.
But we won't do that to him. We have more respect for the program.
Program.
The program than that.
But you can finish now whatever you were reading.
You know what? I will. I'm going to go back to it because Memorial Day is this weekend. It's a special weekend for so many of us. Not only is it a great time to weather's turning, you have 3 days, you get to be around family, you get to have some good brats. But it is important to remember the people that make that stuff possible, and that is those veterans that paid the ultimate sacrifice. Make sure you join us on 95.3 WBEV and Daily Dodge TV on Mondays. We remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice. We want to thank our Memorial Day 2026 sponsors. Those are Hometown Glass and Improvement, Gina Omig, State Farm Insurance, because we do a programming starting at 5 a.m., starting with Jerry Stewart's program, A Lifetime of Service. Then from 6 until 9, you have ABC's Press Play. And then if you weren't able to catch it the first time around, we do reprogram the Jerry Stewart's A Lifetime of Service from 9 till 10. And we wrap up our personal Memorial Day coverage right here on the show over here on Daily Dodge TV at 10:15. Because we'll have coverage of the annual Beaver Dam Memorial Day ceremony at Oakwood Cemetery. I know that's a lot of fun, and we're going to have a few people, including Justin and Ninja Wilski, on scene to make sure that we get that broadcast. It's going to be a fun time. Do you have any big Memorial Day plans coming up this weekend, Dobes?
I'm heading up to the great Shawano.
Ooh, what's in Shawano? We have family up there?
No. I have one of my best friends, Sophie, lives up there.
Ah, nice. So you get to have a friend's little weekend. You guys doing any like barbecue and anything like that?
I don't know, actually.
No. Well, cool.
I just kind of go and
I can't wait for the surprise to figure out what you actually did on Monday or Tuesday.
Well, it's funny because this is my like third year going up there. And so this year I'm like really close with her parents. So I didn't even like ask if it was okay. I sent them an invitation.
That you were self-inviting yourself.
Yeah, I said, join us for the third annual Ashley's Coming to Town. And then I included their address, and they were like, thanks for inviting us to a weekend at our house. And I was like, you're welcome. I can't wait to see you guys.
Did they RSVP yes?
Yeah. They were like, we can't wait. And I was like, me too, guys. Aw.
That's actually nice. I feel like any of my friends' families would have been like, decline, new locks on the door, the cops are notified you're coming, you can't be there.
They see a Kia Soul and they're like, that, get him.
You call in my car a Kia Soul. Let's put a little respect on what that Kia it? Forte out there.
I thought it was actually a Kia Forte.
Yeah, a little Soul. It says little box cars, those little hamsters were driving. I'm not in one of those. Put a little respect on the name.
Sorry. I didn't realize this is such a...
It's a hot button topic.
Obviously,
here.
I am sorry. Walter.
That's unacceptable.
Walter and I were, if you were at the Bra Friday today, heard us bickering.
All right, I want to hear people's take on this because we have had this fight going on for a year now at Bra Fries because the root beer, I'm going to present the information unbiased first.
Okay.
We have two brands of root beer.
We do.
I'm not going to name them right here because no free pub. Come and call us. Get on the show. No free ads.
Well, Wally, what is the number?
Okay, that's a good call. I'd love to be able to have it pulled up here, but
I think
of course.
It's 920-887-9595. Yes.
Drilled it. Even Yay! Leave a voicemail if we're not able to get the phones. We know that that's been a battle on the FM side. We're going to see on the AM. But I want to hear opinions because root beer is all the same.
No, it's not, Walter.
Ashley, on the other hand, every time somebody comes up and they're asking, hey, can I have a root beer? She immediately names the two brands. Which would you prefer? And it's about 50-50. Of
Sorry,
some
I
people,
just like to give our customers what they want.
And what is the 50-50 response? Half of the time, what do they say?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's root beer. And then the other half... It feels like Ashley has got like this knife in their back and twisted it. Give me an answer.
I
need you to give me one of these.
I am not that mean about it.
Just like, oh, I don't know. That really doesn't matter to me. Give me one. Give me a root beer. Give me which one. And I'm on the right side. So you know what? War continues. We're on.
War continues is crazy.
All right. Let's talk a little Beaver Dam High School. Both baseball and softball in action last night. Baseball wraps up their regular season tonight with the non-conference game right over there at the Beaver Dam Baseball Diamond in about 35 minutes time. But last night, as we've been clamoring and so happy to report back, they did bounce back. They had a complete game last night, and that is partly due to the fact that you have their horse, their ace, Ashton Seifert, was impressive as always, both offensively and defensively. He pitched 6 1/3 inning. He had 11 more strikeouts, only giving up 3 hits. He was phenomenal, as we've seen. And, of course, he goes 3-for-4 with 2 RBIs as well. Ashton Seifert, nicely done, my man.
What a guy.
What a guy is right. You'd imagine he's going to be on the mound when we get there next week for their regional matchup. Again, when we get back on the show next week, we'll give you all the details. And you can find out even before then. Go to DailyDodge.com. You can check all the upcoming matchups for all these teams. Postseason's going for girls soccer next week. We're going to have softball. We're going to have baseball. So you can get all those updates there. A couple other shout-outs from that game, though. Bradley Wendorf, 1-for-4 RBI. Eli Johnson, 2-for-4 double RBI. Jake Scharfenberg, he got his first varsity career hit.
Aww.
Always love to hear that. And
what age is he?
I think that he is a junior, but while I'm looking this up, I'll do this real quick. Isaiah Younger, 1-for-3 RBI. Brady Kane, 2-for-3, two runs and a triple. So Beaver Dam getting a big response. And it feels like right what the doctor ordered right before the postseason. Having a little bit of a funk, not being able to score a lot of runs. Offensive explosion last night with 9.
I love it. And it's going to keep on going when they are in playoffs next week, right?
Oh, you better believe it. You better believe it. Both Beaver Dam softball, like I said, they'll be back in action on Monday too, or Tuesday, excuse me.
Oh, wait. I'm assuming it's baseball?
It's Tuesday.
Playoffs do start at the same time as softball?
Yes, I do.
Interesting.
I know. I was a little, because I wanted to cover both.
Yeah.
And we have like 3 games next Tuesday, so we're only going to be able to 2 places at once.
Yeah.
And I believe at this point it is going to be girls soccer, and it'll be softball to be covering the first one. If everybody wins, hopefully that means it's a good problem to have. Mm-hmm. We get to bounce around and mix it up a little bit. That's actually perfect. Sorry, what? I got a Jason Wilde text right after the break. We're going to have him on here joining us.
Ooh.
But first, Beaver Dam softball last night. They had their senior night. It was so much fun to be out there and celebrate them. They fell in the game 8-7, but it was kind of a unique game, kind of similar to what Beaver Dam baseball is going to have tonight. You already know where you place in the conference.
Mm-hmm.
You already know where you're going to be playing in the postseason. So it turns almost into a glorified preseason game, which was fun, though, because it gave a lot of opportunity for people to play in a bunch of different positions that we're not used to seeing. And 5 seniors last night for softball all made their final regular season start. Emma Julka, Maddie Bryant, Jillian Shave, Brindley Bader, and Aaliyah Clement all played very well last night. And big shout out to them is now this is where it gets fun. Next Tuesday, they will host their home opener. They're the 3 seed. And if they get a win, they're going to come out Thursday home for another game. And then you might have the Wanakee matchup, the rubber match. That'll
be a good game.
We've been looking forward to that. Give me the rubber match. We earned the rubber match, Ashley.
We earned it. We get it. We deserve it.
We deserve this. Good for us.
Yeah. You know what? Hell yeah.
Yeah, let's pat ourselves on the back. But you have to do the job. You got to win 2 games first. First on Tuesday. Very excited. Mike Tronson will be on the call for that on Daily Dodge TV.
What seed Wanakee was?
They were the 2. So Beaver Dam 3, they're going to host their first 2 playoff games, assuming they win their first.
Who's number 1?
And number 1 was the team they played last night.
Oh, that's right.
Sun Prairie East.
Dang.
So very, very familiar faces throughout this sectional. Anybody can come out of it, but don't bet against the Golden Beavers. Never. Offense looks great. Kendall Fakes, by the way, 4 home runs in her last 3 games. She had 2 more last night.
That is insane.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh. I was going to say, it's been fun. Plus, you had 2 4-pitch walks, too. So they might be taking your hypothetical to heart.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope everybody is.
They better. Who knows? Maybe you can get a Jason question here anyways. Because we are going to have Jason Wilde on the show right on the other side of the break here. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. And it is Packers time here on this wonderful Friday. Coming up here in just a moment on the Dam Sports Show.
Marion University. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Partner your business with the most famous 4 letters in sports, ESPN. For more information, click on the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. A new analysis shows the bipartisan surplus deal would have pushed Wisconsin's budget nearly $3 billion into the red. The state assembly passed it, but the Senate voted it down. Communities in Wisconsin are getting help from Washington to replace lead water lines. The EPA is sending more than $94 million to Wisconsin. Home prices in Wisconsin keep rising. The median price of a house increased 6.3% year over year in April. More than 744,000 people from Wisconsin are expected to travel this Memorial Day weekend. Drivers should plan for lane shifts at lower speeds near Portage, Madison, and Johnson Creek. People in Beaver Dam will gather Monday morning to commemorate Memorial Day at Veterans Memorial Park at Oakwood Cemetery. The ceremony will be broadcast on 95.3 and live-streamed at DailyDodge.com. From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell.
Your home for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beaver Athletics is Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Get the last roof you'll ever need with Steel Roofing from Menards. Steel Roofing provides your home with the best protection from wind, hail, and fire. Choose from 29 stylish colors to enhance the appearance of your home. Available in cut-to-length panels that cover a large area quickly for fast installation. Plus, shop the weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The NFL schedule dropped, and it is time to settle up, people. There's road trips to plan, hotels to book, tickets to split, tailgates to cover, scores to settle. All the things for the season. But now, when you send $10 or more to a friend with PayPal by May 28th, you could win two tickets to every home game of your favorite team. Yep, the whole season. Visit paypal.com/P2P sweeps. No purchase necessary. See website for details, including how to enter by mail. Brought to you by PayPal, official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL.
Harry Douglas here to tell you about Confetti Craze 5-Hour Energy. It tastes just like the best birthday cake ever. Mmm. Vanilla, buttery, frosting vibes. It's basically a party in a bottle. Confetti Craze makes it easy to turn any day into a party with its delicious birthday cake flavor and big birthday energy. And here's the best part. All cake, no sugar. I bring these tiny bottles everywhere to cakeify my day with tasty caffeine boosts. The Funfetti flavor is back on 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon. Crack open a Confetti Craze 5-Hour Energy shot today.
WBEV is turning up the heat with the Broad Fry Summer Sweepstakes presented by Newman Pools and Hometown Glass and Improvement. Stop by participating Broad Fries and grab your stamp card. Earn a stamp at each event.
No purchase necessary.
Fill all five and you're entered to win. Become one of three guaranteed winners for chances at a $4,000 grand prize, plus $750 and $250 winnings as well. The drawing is September 3rd at the Hometown Glass and Improvement Broad Fry. Brats, summer, and big cash. Don't miss out.
Stay tuned to the Dam Sports Show, brought to you by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Get the inside look at Beaver Dam High School athletics weekdays at 4 on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Ooh, Rocky Balboa. This is the fourth one, Ashley. I don't know if this is something that you're aware of. Welcome back to the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Were you a Rocky person? I feel like you had to have watched
Walter,
at least some of these.
Do you think I'm a Rocky person?
I was hoping. That's Rocky IV. That's the montage in Russia. That's big stuff right there.
You know I'm not I watch movies, but I'm not like this movie knower.
Well, yeah, but it's Rocky. I guarantee, here we go. We're going to welcome on the great Jason Wilde right now. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch weekdays from 9 until noon across ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. And you can read all of his written work under the Packers tab on channel3000.com. When I listen to Jason Wilde on Wilde and Tausch, I feel like I'm in the Rocky Balboa montage and I'm ready to run through a wall. Jason, which is the best Rocky? Because I know you're going to have an answer.
Uh-oh. Did we? Oh, my gosh.
Can you not hear me?
I hear you now.
Sorry. That was my bad.
There's the echo. Great to be back on the Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly Echo Line. Happy to be here.
Oh, my God.
Right, so a couple things. One, you guys are too young. I can't believe anyone would expect Ashley to know the Rocky movies.
Thank you.
They're classics.
Yeah, but I think the first one came out in what, like 76?
How many people are watching the Christmas movies
that are
all from that time?
Casablanca, et cetera, et cetera. I get it. But still, like, you young, cool people, there's no way that you're watching Rocky IV. Like, I was going through my reels. I don't spend a lot of time on social media, but Paula had posted a couple of videos from Sydney's choir concert, and Maddie posted something from the conference track meet. And so I was going through, and one of those AI-generated videos where, like, the young version of someone sits down on a couch next to the old version, and it was Rocky IV. And so, like, Carl Weathers, who passed away in 2024, is there. Talia Shire, Rocky, obviously, Sylvester Stallone, who is 80 years old now, by the way.
Looking good still.
He does. He looks great. I wish I looked at, like, him at 80, like now at 50 something.
Felt
so
that.
But it's an old movie, like 76. And then I think Rocky II was like 78, 79. And then Rocky III was like 81, 82. And then Rocky IV was 84. And he did solve the Cold War, so you got to give him credit for that. But yeah, that was my favorite, even though they killed off Apollo Creed. But again, I'm not going to hold that against Dopes, but then I got crossed up, because I'm very excited because she has promised, in honor of Sydney singing our national anthem, oh, say, can you see?
Mm.
Dobbs has said that she had such a great singing voice that she was going to sing a few bars of our national anthem on the show right now.
Wow, that's really cool. Go ahead, Ashley.
Guys.
Go ahead, Ashley. The floor is yours. The floor is yours.
Wally, I'm getting ready.
Okay.
Oh, say, can okay, Wally, finish it off.
Oh, that's so weak. Okay, give me a line.
In fairness to Ashley, she did not say she was going to do that. I just put her on the spot. Ashley, tell everybody what you were going to say about your singing voice when I told you to save it for the show.
When I was a child, I was in church choir, second grade, and nobody taught me. It doesn't matter how you sound, as long as you're the loudest. All you heard in that choir was me. You didn't hear anybody else. It was not good. It was the Ashley show. My parents decided after that, maybe we should put her in sports. I did not have a singing voice to continue on.
But still the center of attention, even from what the kindergarten choir on.
Yep. That's when we knew.
Is there video?
I don't think there is. I will ask though.
I expect
ask your parents. I want some softball highlights, like the huddle softball highlight reel, and now I also want the children's choir video. So those are on my to-do list.
All right, I'll reach out to see if they have it.
Nicely done. Well done. Thanks for putting on the spot. Dobbs, I stole all your thunder on Wednesday. I'm going to give you the floor. I'm giving you the floor.
That's not what happened. Like, seriously, there was like a cell phone outage in Green Bay for literally as I was pretending that I had hung up, and then I actually did lose the signal. So it wasn't all your fault, Wally, but yes, Ashley, the floor is 100% yours.
That was hilarious. I genuinely thought that you were like messing with us again, and it just you never came back on.
Yeah, I never, I finally, when I got like the SO, I sent Wally a screenshot of it. I had the SOS logo in the corner, and I couldn't send him the screenshot of it until I got service again too. And I was in the middle of Green Bay, like no way. It must have been like a Verizon blip outage type thing, and it happened at the perfect possible time.
Well, the best part was you could see Ashley and I short circuit, because for about 5 seconds it's funny. Because 5 seconds it's ha, 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 Jason's doing the thing, and then all of a sudden we're like, Jason? What? Okay, cool. Back to the break.
In fairness to you, I got my comeuppance because we had Joe Thomas on the show the next morning, and he was talking, and there was some sort of glitch with the – they're putting in fiber optic cable in our neighborhood, and they're digging a bunch of stuff, and we don't have that, obviously, because they're installing it. We have just regular Spectrum cable. And as it was my turn to ask a question to Joe Thomas, I had – they had – the video was up and frozen. I lost both audio on the Comrex machine and video on VMix. And those three are Jesse, Joe, and Tausch are like waiting for me to say something. And it came back all at once. And then it's just me staring at the camera like a deer in the headlights. And the three of those guys thinking, what the hell's wrong with him? It's his turn. So I got, for making that joke right before the outage, I got, it's karma, baby. I got nailed by it.
That's awesome. All right, I'll ask my first question of the week, I guess.
Great line. Thank you. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. We obviously, with Tucker Kraft and Micah Parsons both going down with ACL injuries, how are ACLs viewed now? Because you've been seeing a lot of people kind of coming back. Is it still like, you know, Tommy John surgery where they're out for a while, or is it still a red flag, or has it gotten better?
Yeah, I obviously, that's a really good question. I'm glad we waited 7 days to get a question from you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But I think it's still case by case. Now, I will say this. Like, when my first year covering the team was 1996, before you guys were born. And I was, like, an ACL tear. It wasn't the death knell to your career, but it was a major injury, and you were never quite the same. Like, Robert Brooks tore his ACL. He was a great wide receiver for the Packers. He tore his ACL during the 96 season. And he did come back in 97, but he was it really took until the 98 season that he was truly back. And then on top of that, you know, it messed him up in terms of his gait and other things. So I think he ended up retiring during the 99 season. Like, he had a 1,000-yard season in 98 along with Freeman. But, like, it was definitely a full year recovery, and you were never quite the same. So Tausch tore his ACL in 2002 and 2008, and it was better then, but it was still a really long recovery. But to your point, and it's a good one, like, there's talk about Mahomes being ready for the opener. I'm not sure I believe it's gotten that far, but that's at least the talk. Like, I would caution Packers fans and, frankly, players that are coming back from this injury. Like, I think it's important to understand that, you know, these guys have a very long and illustrious career still ahead of them. So, like, don't rush back for 4 games or 3 games, you know. Like, I think Tucker Kraft is probably right. He'll be ready for the opener because he tore his ACL a month and a half earlier than Micah Parsons did. But, like, Micah Parsons told us at locker cleanout that he wasn't targeting the opener to be back. Now, maybe he's changed his tune and he's gotten his hopes up for that, but I just think this is a marathon, not a sprint, both the season and your career. And so don't sacrifice for a short-term gain of, yeah, I'm out there for week 3 against the Falcons at Lambeau Field, and have it become an issue, because I've certainly seen guys have one injury change the way they run or the way they move, and then it creates another injury of another kind to the other leg or to their whatever it might be. So I think it's a really good question, and it was well worth waiting for.
Permission to ask one, or do we not want to hear from Wally, which is completely fair?
That's Dobbs's call, not mine.
I will humbly ask permission. Ashley, do I have the floor?
Walter, it is allowed.
Thank you very much.
Briefly.
Well, because you wrote an article about Tucker Kraft earlier this week, and there was something in there that really caught my attention. I had no idea that even while playing 17 games, Tucker Kraft had more snaps than Luke Musgrave. And it feels only a few years removed, where there was so much optimism about Musgrave, and it just felt like the entire position was something that it lacked something after Tucker Kraft left. Now, I'm interested with him being in his last year, is this a team that's poised to move on from him? Do they think that he can be the second tight end still, or where does he stand?
Yeah, I think what their approach is most likely going to be is to have him this year and then let him walk.
Okay.
Because, you know, if there's one thing that I've learned about the Packers system offensively with LaFleur and, frankly, defensively with Halfley and continuing with Gannon is I think tight ends have to be able to block and corners have to be able to tackle. You know, they do and I didn't know this term, I'll freely admit it. Halfley called it crack and replace. And it's basically that your linebacker or your defensive end makes a play and the corner has to fill that spot as a tackler. And so, you know, when a guy like Carrington Valentine is inconsistent with his tackling ability, that's why his job is in no way secure. Like, he's a guy that's a pretty good cover guy, but not a great tackler. So we'll see how he kind of emerges in that role this year. But the same goes for tight end. Like, if you can't block, yeah, you can play some snaps, but you can't play a lot of them. And so, you know, I don't expect Luke Musgrave to change the way he plays and to suddenly become this outstanding blocker. I think he's probably gotten to a point where he's, you know, decent or okay-ish. But no, that's why John Fitzpatrick, before he tore his Achilles, that's why Josh Wiley, that's why those guys played as much, if not more, than Luke Musgrave did, because those guys can block. And while they're not the pass catchers and they're certainly not as fast as Musgrave, they brought something that this offense demands.
All right, last one for you for the week. Are you a mustard fan?
A mustard fan?
Yes.
That's funny that you would ask, because last night after we have a tradition after choir concerts to go to an ice cream shop that is it has royalty in it. I don't want to give away any free advertising, even though we allow free advertising for ice cream. And this would be the point where Tausch says, Burger King? No, not Burger King. And one of the kids got a burger, and she was putting mustard on it. And she said, I didn't know this, but I love mustard. It was one of the girl's younger sisters. And I'm like, oh, good for you. I think it's disgusting. I can't believe you're going to eat that.
Wow, not a mustard guy.
Okay.
All right.
I'm the worst. Like, I know you guys got to get the break, but like, I am terrible to order pizza with.
Why?
I don't like
what onion, do you put on a
I don't
pizza?
Like onions. I don't like onions. I don't like peppers. I don't like mushrooms. I don't like olives. And when it comes to condiments, I don't like ranch. I don't like mayo. I don't like mustard.
Ketchup.
I'm a simple guy.
Wow.
He says run the football. Jason, you're the man. Thanks for giving us some time later here on Friday. I hope you have a great weekend, a long weekend hopefully for you, and we'll catch up with you next Wednesday.
Sounds good, guys. Have a great weekend. Take care. Be good.
The great Jason Wilde right there for you. Fun way to wrap up the show. We have one more break here, but when we come back, it's time to really send you on your way to Memorial Day weekend. We're going to have some Friday trivia here in just a moment on the Damn Sports Show.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 51 tonight under overcast skies, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, slight chance of rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 70. Slight chance of rain showers tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 53. Mainly cloudy skies expected. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Currently 62.
This weather update on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam is brought to you by JB Mechanical. They keep the heat on all winter. Now they'll make sure you stay cool as spring's first pitch arrives.
Hit a home run with the next WBEV Milwaukee Baseball Bus Trip of the Season presented by Columbus Family Dental. Join us Thursday, June 18th as Milwaukee takes on Cleveland. $70 gets you a Lowe's infield seat and deluxe motor coach transportation to and from the game, including bus driver gratuity. Bus depart Slumberland Furniture at 10:30 for a 1:10 first pitch. Sign up today at the WBEV Studios, 100 Bill McCollum Way in Beaver Dam during business hours.
Adopting a teen was more fulfilling and rewarding than we ever thought it would be. We just kind of knew from the beginning that we were family.
Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This show's all about accountability. It's the one and only Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Live every weekday afternoon on Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Send you out in style tonight, this Friday, going into a long three-day weekend. We'll be off on Monday, but we'll be back after Memorial Day for our normal time, Tuesday until Friday, here on the Damn Sports Show. Wally Lukashensky and Ashley Dobrzynski with you today, and we are ready for trivia. Ashley, sports or not sports today, or a mix of both?
A mix of both, Walter. Which one would you like to hear first?
You know what? It's dealer's choice today. I'm going to let you just surprise me with what we're doing.
Okay, well, when I first read this, I was like, I just threw my phone. Wally will definitely know this. So, what NFL player retired at halftime and disappeared from the stadium during the game?
Oh, was it Vontae Davis?
No.
It was somebody with the Buffalo Bills.
Nope.
And wait, you're telling me it wasn't Vontae Davis?
No.
Mid-game.
It's somebody like recently.
I thought Vontae Davis was the one that happened. It was like right at the end of, maybe I'm making that up. I know he regrettably passed away a few years ago, but I thought it was him before that. I'm going to actually be wrong then. I said it was him. Who is it?
Antonio Brown.
Oh, well, okay. That was the runoff. I'm telling you, I think Vontae Davis retired at halftime. He did.
Okay.
So there are two.
Oh, whoa.
And
sorry.
I'm pretty sure Antonio Brown's was in the middle of the game. So I think by letter of the law, I deserve my point.
Fine. My God.
And I with that, I want to ding. 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 No, I deserved a ding right there. That's fine. I don't even care. I'll take it. I'll play on the road.
What animal can breathe through its butt during hibernation?
What in the world is this?
Trivia.
What on earth could possibly... A snake? I don't know.
A snake?
I don't know.
Where would a snake's butt be?
You're asking the wrong guy. I didn't even know any animal could breathe out of its rear end.
Men are dumb.
I am not.
It is a turtle.
I'm so smart.
Turtle.
How was that? You hit me with, you're an idiot. You don't know it's a snake. A turtle? You're telling me a turtle breathes out of its rear end?
It's better than your snake answer.
How?
I don't know.
They're both reptiles. They are both reptiles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both reptiles. Yeah, nice job. Cold-blooded.
That's funny.
I feel like whatever. Fine.
Okay. What NBA player was once essentially traded for a copy machine?
How old is this copy machine? This is telling me in like the
90s. This is 23 years ago.
23 years ago.
This was in 2003, which I don't know why I had to pause because that's and figure out the math because that's when I was born.
I'm going to say it's a Ron Artest.
No. No. Wait, sorry.
No, I don't. I didn't need the buzzer. All right, it wasn't Ron Artest. I get it. Oh my gosh, that I don't think I even have a slight clue then. Maybe Ben Wallace was still really good. It's gonna be another I don't even have a clue. Who, okay, fine. Who was
Kyle Korver?
Kyle Korver was all traded for a copy machine?
The Nets sold the Nets traded Korver to the 76ers for cash. It was later reported that they spent that cash to purchase a copy machine.
Kyle Korver, one of the sharpshooters of all time, baby.
All right, last one. What common snack food was once banned in schools because the students were setting it on fire?
A snack food that was getting set on fire?
Yep.
Pretzel sticks.
No.
I thought-
oh, wait, sorry. It was? Ready for us?
Fine.
Flaming Hot Cheetos. End the show.
God, I hate you. Oh, have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, everybody. We'll be back on Tuesday for a jam-packed day of a lot of prep postseason action. We'll expect to see you there at 4 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Homer Hour coming up next.